Thank you, Sergey. Good morning to our fellow fellow warriors in Christ. And it's so encouraging to hear messages from great speakers who don't have their outlines. And it's so grateful to have you guys here. And it's a pleasure to be with you all. And then, thank you, Mr. Wilson. And anyway, I'm Dante Aguinaldo from the Philippines. I am from the northern part of the Philippines. And then I still have fresh memories with our first encounter with Mr. J. Wilson. And I remember asking him about what it's all about the Holy Spirit in Acts 2:38. And then Uncle June automatically answered, and then, it's salvation. And then I let Mr. J elaborate about it, and it's all about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And if you know, I grew up in the den of Church of Christ preachers, and they regard it as a symbol, as a figurative. The Holy Spirit is actually in the Bible. It does not indwell in man. So, as Mr. J is telling us, I've worked with the Living Rock Christian School of Excellence, and likewise, I am working with three congregations actually, and I preach in Billings about challenges in life, about battles in life, and God works in a way we can't understand sometimes, and only to find out that if you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus in you. And you know, guys, I went in jail for a year and 2 weeks. And that time, I never knew that it was a blessing for me, because we've immersed many people in the jail. And the first time we had 3 immersions, and then 5. And the last time I left, we have 53. And now I continue on preaching about the new creation and the new man. And this is what we don't have among churches of Christ in the Philippines. They want quantity rather than the quality of people being saved in Christ. And so, many things I've learned in my trips here. The first time Mr. Wilson came in the Philippines, we have a bunch of preachers coming, and you know, they bring people just for Mr. Wilson to be pleased. But then we are not pleasing man. We are pleasing God, right? And we want people to be saved rather than to spend eternity in hell. And this is what we are working with in the Christian School of Excellence right now. So, there are very few men in the church that are capable in extending this glory of Christ. That our focus is on the throne. Our focus is no longer in the cross, right? And so, the trainings we have, whenever Mr. Wilson, Steve, Mikel, thank you. He's been very supportive in the work, just like all others from you here. And then we have this preacher's training, and only to find out that training is within the church. Training is not done only in Bible school. They put emphasis on what's your topic, what's your introduction, what are your main division, what are your subdivision. It is all about encouraging people. It is all about maturing into Christ. And so, the very thing that I've learned from here is that I see most of the guys step up in the pulpit, sharing the word of God, and that I am so happy to bring this with me in the Philippines. And then the first time, Mr. Wilson, I heard about the family camp when we were here, September 2002, and he was there March 2002 also. So April, May, June, July, August, September. And, you know, when God makes a way, He makes the right person for His purpose to make it happen. So, spending a year and 2 weeks in prison, you know, it is hard in the Philippines when you have a record in the past. You have to become a sacrificial lamb. And then these guilty people will, you know, they let loose, and then there are other people who suffers for the sins they are not done. But then I thank God that I composed myself and I learned that in everything, there is a purpose for God. And, you know, when I came up from prison, I realized that my immersion was not right. I've learned that from Mr. J that when you immerse, you must be immersed for the right purpose, for the right reason, with the right attitude. And my attitude in my first immersion is not right with God. And so I've decided when I got out October 4, 2013, I've decided that I should be immersed. October 9, and so I'm only 8 months old in Christ. With the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, I'm sure for this time. And so I am not happier than then. I am more zealous then, and that the spiritual revolution I am bringing to the Philippines when I go back, I will fire it and make it sure that this will happen. And you know, the work in the Philippines, I see it as, you know, as Mr. Day is telling me that, who knows, American people will be helped by Filipinos. We don't know that in the future, but I'm just hoping that everything will be in order, that Philippines will become stable, and then we can stand on our own. You know, and that the sustainability of the work in the Philippines right now, our worries is that actually we are now renting $400 a month, and I've been working hard with Miguel Roofing under the sun, so I can contribute much, main of my earnings maybe for the work in the Philippines. And then I don't know when we will be kicked out from that place, and then don't know where to go. So we have the drive, what we call share a square meter, that is 3.3 square. You are using American measurement here, 3.3 feet. And then we have raised among us in the church, we have 33 square meter now. And so I'm not taking your money for this. I'm just asking for, in a way that you are capable of helping, maybe you could share $60, and that is a square meter. And we need 300 square meter for the property of the school without the building yet. And you know, if we have that property, the rent that we are paying for now, we will be putting it for the building. You know what I mean? We some kind of loan, and then for now, we are investing for nothing. We are maintaining the building, and then we are not. It is not ours. You know what I mean? So in the long run, we have the building. We own the building, and then the sustainability of the work will go on. So that is our focus, that is our aim that we can have in the church in Batac, Ilocos Norte. So we do individual Bible studies, and this is what is you know, in the Philippines before Mr. J. Wilson, I have never been met Mr. Wilson before. You know what? We have this lectureship. All this preacher will gather many people from all over. They feed them, and then there is a massive teaching, and then you don't know. It's a mess. I mean, there is no really encouragement that is happening. They're just getting people to come. Come on, come on. There is American guy coming. Let's show them that we are, you know. Then family come in the Philippines. I know the first time, three times that Mr. Wilson in there, there's a lot of people coming. But then they realize that these outside people, that when there is no food being offered to them, other than the spiritual food that Mr. Wilson and the other American people coming, they're gone. But we maintain the family camp in Batac, Sarat, and Ilocos Sur, that it is a way of encouraging the brethren that we can grow from it, that we can be edified by the fellowship in Christ. So, brethren, please pray for the Christian school. Please pray for the saints. And lately, recently, we just have the youth camp, and I'm very excited and very happy to see how the youth camp was conducted in here. And I see how it is more efficient that each level, each age, I mean, individual age level, they can be more encouraged. So all these things I will bring with me in the Philippines. So in, I want to illustrate this with bear ye one another's burden. We don't use broom here as you used it here. We if you know the coconut, the leaves of the coconut, the stick of it, we have to scrap that the leaves, take it off, and then you have left the stick, right? So you cannot sweep the floor with that one, right? You have to gather 50, 100, or 300 of it in order to work with it. And so I am hoping, brethren, that with your help, with your prayers, we could continue what have been planted, what seed have been planted in the Philippines, and that more souls will be saved through your help. And I know that we will, because of the Christian school, as the ministry of the church. And now, this year, we opened up last June, and we have 64 kids. The more we have kids, the more tuition fees we collect, and then more finances, I mean, financial, you know, we could use in sustaining other works in the Philippines. So I have the prison ministry right now every Monday, and classes opened last June, and eventually have the campus ministry. I have Wednesday Bible studies and individual Bible studies, and thank you very much for all your support. Please continue to pray for us. Thank you.